Cold Chisel are exhausted. After close to 2 hours, they stagger off the stage at Brisbane's Entertainment Centre. It's the 13th of December 2011, the final night of the Light the Nitro National Tour, which had started in Newcastle exactly 2 months earlier. It's the band's first tour without drummer Steve Preswich, who passed away in January. Charlie Drayton is sitting in the drummer's seat. Flame Trees rolls into Kaysan and onto Bow River. The capacity crowd is in a sweaty frenzy as the band wave and walk off stage. Of course, it's not the end. It's been a good gig, and everyone, audience and band, know that unless the show has been a complete disaster, there'll be more. Whilst the band wander around backstage, having a quick drink and gathering their breath, there is activity on the stage. The lights are down, the crowd is chanting, "Chisel, Chisel, Chisel." On stage, the road crew are busy, very busy, mischievously busy. They have a plan in motion, a big plan. They are preparing a thank you to the five musicians who they've toured with for the past 2 months. The band they've set up gear for night after night, stage after stage, then loaded off from the stage and into trucks and semi-trailers and onto the next city and the next gig. Chisel have a reputation for treating their road crew well, and a road crew that's treated well is a very, very loyal bunch of people. There is a long history of crews giving a little gift to the bands they work with on the last night of a tour. Again, if they've been treated well. And Chisel have treated these guys well. It's thank you time. Earlier in the day, while setting up the equipment and stage for the show, the crew had removed 2 6-foot by 4-foot sections of the stage and replaced them with a Perspex flooring so that everything below these sections was visible. They'd also set up lights below the stage. They knew they had to be careful with end-of-tour hijinks. On a previous tour, strippers had appeared on stage at the Sydney Entertainment Centre. These beautifully dressed and adorned creatures had preened and pranced around the stage during Chisel's encore, at one stage turning to the band and bending over provocatively for those in the front rows. As the strippers disrobed further, it became obvious that two of the trio were male, causing some members of the audience to confront their notions of beauty and sexuality. Not all of Cold Chisel had been happy about this caper. At least one member thought it was undermining their image as a credible rock and roll band. The Light the Nitro crew knew this and didn't want to open any old wounds, so their gift was to take place below the stage level, visible only to the band members on stage. It had to be funny, and in the great tradition of road crew end-of-tour gifts to a band, it had to totally mess with their heads without completely detracting from the performance. Cold Chisel had walked off stage. The audience is screaming. With all bar a few lights down, the crew removed the carpet that had covered the Perspex staging. At the same time, some figures emerged from a room backstage, and when it was clear that none of the Cold Chisel members were within eyesight, these figures were shown to the area created below the stage. Everything is in place. The stage lights go up. Cold Chisel walk on stage, waving to the audience and preparing to launch into Saturday Night, the first song of the encore. Jimmy Barnes walks to his microphone stand and looks down. He does a double take, blinks in the glare of the stage lighting. He looks down again. Did someone spike his drink during the break? He looks again, and then a massive grin spreads across his face. He's thinking that this is just what he doesn't need right now at the start of an encore, but that it's extremely funny. He motions to Ian Moss to wander over. Moss looks down, shakes his head, and they hit the opening chords of the song. From Saturday Night, the band move into Letter to Alan, their ode to two of their long-serving crew members who had died in a motor vehicle accident. Then it's Four Walls and Goodbye, Astrid, Goodbye. The band are trying to concentrate on the show at hand. The road crew are in hysterics. All the musicians gravitate to the area around Barnes's microphone stand. Don Walker peers over his keyboard to check out the action below the stage. The normally unfazable keyboard player is completely distracted. What the members of Cold Chisel can clearly see are a number of very, very scantily clad women cavorting with each other. Such was the blur of flesh that no one is sure how many women were involved. And this being roadie and musician world, everything is embellished with the telling and retelling. Some say 4 women, others say 8. Jimmy Barnes recalls that there were a lot going on. Ian Moss thinks they were on a bed. There was oil. There was no oil. They were completely naked. They were wearing G-strings. They were having sex. They were embracing suggestively. There were sex toys. There were no sex toys. The show finishes. The band and their road crew quickly enjoy some backstage laughter and backslapping. Then the band disappear into the night. The crew start doing what they do every night after a show, dismantling all the sound equipment and lights and loading it into trucks. It'll be a good 4 hours before their workday is over. Welcome to the world of the road crew.